leden. En vandaag maakt het orkest bekend, het Radio Philharmonisch, dat zij, Corinne Kanellakis, de nieuwe chef-dirigent wordt van het orkest vanaf 1 september volgend jaar. Hello, Corinne Kanellakis.
Hello.
Congratulations from all of us. 2 months ago, you and the orchestra were on a sort of first date, and now you are already engaged. That's quite fast. So what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I'm very excited and really honored about this. I think we had a very intense and very positive rehearsal period, and certainly from my perspective, I felt right away a real match in personality and temperament, and I loved the atmosphere of just being with the orchestra in the rehearsals, and then the concerts were really phenomenal, and the orchestra's in a great shape, and so I was it was a little bit surreal, everything that happened that week, but I was really just, you know, very honored and thrilled to be asked to take up this position.
Ja, je hoort het haar zeggen dat zo'n concert gaat natuurlijk vooraf aan een aantal repetities. En daar leer je elkaar kennen. En dat ging geweldig. We hadden een match met het Radio Philharmonisch Orkest. Sfeer was geweldig onderling. En de concerten waren ver boven verwachting. Het had iets surrealistisch wat er die week gebeurde. The Radio Philharmonic is known for its broad repertoire from the great classics, operas, world premieres, Dutch composers. Are you looking forward? Does that fit into your perspective, your ambitions?
Very much. I think it's a perfect orchestra for me personally, because I also love to delve into all corners of the repertoire. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's very important to me, that there's a variety of different composers from different time periods. And especially, I love working with living composers, and I find that to be very, very exciting. So the idea of doing premieres and championing certain composers along with the orchestra is something that makes me feel very, very happy.
You know, we just heard that Jaap van Zweden is going to promote Dutch composers in New York from his new tenure there at the New York Philharmonic. You might as well introduce us to a couple of great American composers that we don't know.
Yes, I would love to do that, and I think there are many American composers who are living, who of course everyone has already heard of, like John Adams and Andrew Norman, but then there's a huge amount of the younger generation, mm-hmm, that are just starting to be given opportunities with major orchestras who are premiering their works, and I'm looking forward to really also bringing those more unknown younger American composers to the Netherlands.
So this is your first firm foothold in Europe as a chief conductor. Are you planning to move to the Netherlands, to Europe?
Maybe. It's definitely a possibility. We will see. I, for the moment, pretty much live out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
So I consider myself to be very nomadic, and I'm definitely not based on one continent or the other. No. I'm always traveling. So yep. It's definitely an option to move to the Netherlands. We'll see.
Well, you're a lot in Europe. I saw on your schedule in Paris coming month, and at the end of the year, the prestigious Nobel Prize concert in Stockholm, the proms in London. So you're traveling to and fro from America to Europe a lot.
Yes, and it's really exciting, all the things that are happening and the different orchestras that I've been working with. What is the most exciting thing is, of course, to develop a regular relationship with one orchestra. And I think that's what I'm most looking forward to with the Netherlands Radio Philharmonic, is really to have one orchestra where we really know each other, and I think that's where the real work starts.
Corinne Kanellakis, from all of us Dutch music lovers, Radio 4 listeners, Radio Philharmonic, congratulations, and we're looking forward to your next return to the Netherlands, the upcoming concert.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Corinne
you.
Kanellakis, thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.